WJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you this morning by Tinnick in Oakland, Iowa. Tinnick, they do truck equipment. Starting off, taking a look at high school basketball from last night as a Class 1A District Semifinals and Class 2A District Finals were played here around the state. And we had a game for you in Class 1A over in Anita as the Cam Cougars started each half strong and beat Stanton 65-51 to advance in District 14. The Cougars opened up the game with a 10-3 lead and stayed in front the entire night. They got a near half-court three from Lane Speaker before the halftime buzzer to lead 37-27 at the break, and they used that momentum to rip off an 11-0 run to start the second half and pull away from the Vikings. Stanton trimmed the lead down to 11 by the end of the third, but never got any closer. Cam head coach Nick Hodges said the Cougars executed well on both ends of the floor.
We handled their 1-3-1 pressure, and we had been working all week. We figured they'd probably come out in it, and we moved the ball really well out of it and took what they were giving us. You know, we got a lot of easy looks, I felt like, you know, close to the rim or attacking the rim. And for the most part, you know, we shot a pretty high percentage tonight, and I think a lot of that was the shots we actually took were the easier variety. You know, the closer you get, it's supposed to be, the easier they fall.
Cougars got 16 points from Jacob Holstey, 15 from Connor McKee, 14 from Ben Tipkin, and 11 from Nathan Hensley. The scorebook showed another great night of sharing the basketball for the Cougars, which Coach Hodges said is a big strength.
It's something we've done all year long. You know, they share the basketball extremely well. I don't think any one of them cares who the leading scorer is or how many points they score.
Jacob Holstey said he enjoys playing on this team because of their unselfish nature.
Oh, that's definitely one of our best strengths as a team as a whole, is that we all can pass the ball. If one guy's having an off night, two or three other guys can be having an on night. And that's what I love about our team so much, is that we just love sharing the ball and it works every time.
The Cougars made Stanton star Tyler Peterson work for all of his 16 points on the night. Holstey said slowing him down was a big focus on the defensive end.
Our main goal is definitely to focus in on Peterson because, I mean, he's a heck of a player. And so focus on him, help Nate when you can.
The Vikings season finishes with a 19-4 record. They graduated a successful senior class that was part of 80 wins in their four seasons of play. Cam improved to 19-4 and advanced on to the 1A District 14 final on Thursday night. They'll face off against Martinsdale St. Mary's in that game, which will be played at West Central Valley High School in Stewart. And we'll have coverage here on KJN, our pregame at 6:45, tip-off at 7. Thursday night, Martinsdale advanced with a 63-48 win over Coon Rapids Bayard on the other side of that bracket last night. Also in other class, so 1A district semifinal play in District 10 at East Union, it was Central Decatur defeating Murray 65-52, and Nottoway Valley tops Lamoni 51-32. In District 13 at Mount Air, Bedford beating East Mills 52-51, and Mount Air got by Sydney 63-47. In District 15, played over at St. Albert, it was Woodbine upsetting Bowyer Valley 41-39, and St. Albert a 50-35 winner over IKM Manning. Now, in Class 2A, it was district final play last night, so they'll move on to the sub-state round on Saturday. District 15 at Harlan saw Panorama beat Kemper Catholic 82-70, and in District 16 at Thomas Jefferson, it was Trainer over Tri-Center 67-44. Once again, those next 1A games for the district finals will be played on Thursday night. Moving on to other scores from last night in girls' play, the Class 4A and 5A regional finals were contested, so teams punching their ticket to the state tournament. And in Class 4A, in Glenwood, it was Glenwood running past Lamar's 86-65 as the Rams ended up with their third-ever trip to the state tournament as they pick up that victory. Also, Lewis Central will be in the state tourney as well. They won the Region 8 final over Dallas Center Grimes 59-41. It's the Titans' eighth trip to state. And in Class 5A in Region 3 at Johnston, it was Johnston defeating Councilman Abraham Lincoln 66-45. Coming up tonight, the final spots will be settled for the girls' state tournament next week with Class 1A and 2A regional finals on the slate here this evening. And in Class 1A in Region 7 at Harlan, it'll be Exira EHK taking on St. Albert. And that's a game we'll have for you here on KJN. It'll be the second half of a doubleheader that'll be played in Harlan. That'll be the 8 o'clock contest. So St. Albert, Exira, EHK will have that tonight starting there at 8. In Class 2A, Region 3 will be played at Fort Dodge as Panorama takes on West Hancock for a 7 o'clock game. And then the other game we'll have on the radio for you, Region 8 final in 2A, played at Harlan as AHSTW takes on Logan Magnolia. Two teams that split during the regular season, with the AHSTW winning on the road by 3, and then Logan Magnolia getting him back in Avoca late in the season by the 13-point margin. That game's set to go at 6 o'clock here tonight, so that'll be the first game we have for you this evening. We'll start our pre-game coverage at about 5:45 and then tip at 6 there for the first one, and we'll have the Exira EHK game to follow. Now, following those regional finals last night for 4A and 5A, the tournament field has been set, and the Class 4A quarterfinals will be played on Tuesday, March 3rd, as the top seed is North Scott. They'll take on the 8-seed Clear Creek Amana at 11:45 that morning. Number 4-seeded Center Point Urbana will take on the 5-seed Waverly Shellrock at 1:30. And then the area teams will play in the afternoon. The 2-seed is Glenwood. They'll take on 7-seeded Gilbert at 3:15. And the 3-seed Ballard will take on the 6-seed Lewis Central at 5 o'clock in the evening there on Tuesday. The Class 5A quarterfinals will all be contested on Monday, with the first game tipping off at 10 in the morning as the 2-seed Iowa City High will take on the 7-seed Cedar Rapids Prairie. The 3-seed is Johnston. They'll face 6-seeded Southeast Polk at 11:45. Top-seeded Waukee will take on the 8-seed Sioux City East at 1:30 in the afternoon. And the 4-seed is Cedar Falls. They'll face the 5-seed Waterloo West at 3:15 there on Monday afternoon. So let's look at those tournament fields now for Class 4A and 5A girls, with the girls' state tournament there going on all next week in Des Moines. Now, moving on from high school basketball to college basketball, a late dry spell proved costly for 18th-ranked Iowa. It was a game we had for you here on the radio last night. Michigan State used a late 16-5 run to take control as the 24th-ranked Spartans beat the Hawkeyes 78-70. Luca Garza had 20 points, and Ryan Kreener finished with 18, but Iowa was only 6 of 27 from three-point range. Garza was 0 of 5 from distance.
You know, they're a very physical team, and you know, they pride themselves in that, but I think we did a good job being, you know, just as physical with them. And, you know, we did a really good job for about, you know, 36 minutes of the game. I think the last four kind of got away from us.
The Hawkeyes fall to 10-7 in the Big Ten.
I think we can use this as motivation. You know, it's a tough loss for us. You know, you play well enough to win for most of the game. It's disappointing when you lose. So, you know, we're going to go into this next game with a chip on our shoulder and be ready to get a win.
And here's Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo.
It's the most physical game that I've played in since the Gene Cady days. I thought it was, and I thought our youth and our weakness showed, because second half they just killed us on the offensive glass. We played a lot of those freshmen against the, what I say is a national player of the year candidate. And that was a physical team that we found a way to win.
Freshman Rocket Watts had a team-high 21 points. Cassius Winston had 19 of his 20 in the second half as the Spartans erased a 10-point second-half Iowa advantage. Iowa State held off a furious rally by TCU last night for a 65-59 win in Ames. The Cyclones led by as many as 18 in the second half. Iowa State head coach Dee Prohm.
First half, obviously, we were really good defensively, keeping people in front, rebounding the ball. Second half, the offensive glass is where we really, really struggle with. 9 offensive rebounds the second half. The three-point line really hurt us. And then, you know, but the big thing is the last 4 minutes, man, made some tough plays.
Solomon Young led the Cyclones with 20 points, including 8 of 11 from the field.
When Tyrese went out, I think it was, all right, what are we going to move? What are we going to change? How are we going to adapt? And the biggest thing, we've got to establish post-play. And Solomon's been terrific in that way for us. And then the big thing, man, 7 rebounds. You know, Solomon hasn't been a consistent rebounder, but to get 7 rebounds is huge. And, you know, it's, you know, it was money time, and we ran an action for him, and Trey fed it in there, and he made a big-time jump hook for us.
The Cyclones improved to 5-10 in the Big 12. Cameron Krutwig scored 17 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and made 3 assists as Loyola Chicago held off Drake 64-60 for their 9th straight home win. Tate Hall and Marquise Kennedy scored 11 points apiece for the Ramblers. Drake falls to 18-12 overall and 8-9 in the Valley. A couple of the top 25 highlights from last night. It was second-ranked Baylor running past Kansas State, 85-66. Also, it was Wake Forest upsetting 7th-ranked Duke in double overtime, 113-101. 15th-ranked Auburn got by Ole Miss, 67-58. And Oklahoma, top 22nd-ranked Texas Tech, 65-51. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson is not focused on Evansville's record heading into tonight's game in Cedar Falls. With a win, the Panthers clinch at least a share of the Missouri Valley Conference title. The Aces are 0-16 in the Valley.
I don't ever talk about their records, so it isn't going to be any different today when I don't talk about their record, because I don't ever talk about it. So I don't worry about it from that standpoint. It's too late in the year to be thinking that something's going to be any different than it was yesterday.
There's too much on the line for the Panthers to take anyone lightly.
We got two games to go, and we're put ourselves in position to win a championship. You know, whether a team is 10-6 or 8-8 or, Evansville at 0-16 or a team's 14, it don't matter. It's too late in the year. And I think bigger picture for us and for me is I don't ever talk about a team's record. I haven't all year. It just doesn't make any difference to me. It doesn't matter.
And that's a 7 o'clock game tonight there at the McLeod Center. After a heartbreaking loss to Texas Tech, the Iowa State women look to bounce back tonight with a visit to Kansas State. The Cyclones are 7-7 in the Big 12.
Players respond a lot quicker than most of us. They move on a lot quicker than coaches and fans and media people. They get their post-game meal and they're on to the next one. So I'm not overly worried about that.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Finley. The Cyclones and Wildcats currently tied for fourth in the Big 12 standings.
The three people on our team that are going to be in there 90, as long as they can physically do it and stay out of foul trouble are Ash, Kristen, and AD. That's the core of our team. And the other people around that group will be determined by how they play, how they practice, the style of play. The style of play we're going to see Wednesday is completely different than what we've seen the last two games.
That's a 6:30 game in Manhattan tonight. Ohio State football coach Ryan Day has received a three-year contract extension and a raise after leading the Buckeyes to a 13-1 record and a berth in the college football playoff semifinals in his first year at the helm. He made a base salary of $4.5 million plus bonuses in 2019. His pay will increase to $7.6 million by 2022, with the remainder of his deal to be decided later. The contract runs through 2026. In the NFL, the Lions have released defensive tackle Damon Snacks Harrison. The Lions announced the move Tuesday, less than a year after signing him to an $11 million one-year contract extension. Harrison went into the 2019 season with 2 years left on the $46 million contract he signed with the Giants. He started 15 games last year but had a career-low 49 tackles and 2 sacks for the 3-win Lions. Baseball notes, the New York Yankees starting rotation taking another hit. The reigning AL East champs say Luis Severino will undergo Tommy John surgery that will keep him off the shelf until 2021. He served as the Yankees ace in 2018 while going 19-8 with a 3.39 ERA and 220 strikeouts, but he made just 3 starts last year while battling shoulder problems after signing a 4-year, $40 million contract. In the NBA, it was Indiana 119-80 over Charlotte, Milwaukee 108-97 over Toronto, Oklahoma City beat Chicago 124-122, Denver a 115-98 winner over Detroit, Boston beat Portland 118-106, the Lakers 118-109 over New Orleans, and Sacramento got by Golden State 112-94. In the National Hockey League, full slate last night, Philadelphia beat San Jose 4-2, Toronto 4-3 over Tampa Bay, Dallas a 4-1 winner over Carolina, Vancouver 4-3 over Montreal in overtime, the Rangers a 4-3 win over the Islanders in OT. Calgary beat Boston 5-2. Washington 4-3 over Winnipeg in a shootout. New Jersey a 4-1 winner over Detroit. Minnesota beat Columbus 5-4. Nashville 3-2 over Ottawa. St. Louis 6-5 over Chicago. Florida 2-1 over Arizona. And Anaheim a 4-3 winner over Edmonton in OT. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Tinnick. Give them a call at 712-482-6000 or stop by their Main Street location in Oakland, Iowa. Tinnick, they do truck equipment. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.